capable of doing, and take the praise forever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I said, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, we thank you for bringing us into your presence this morning. As we look at the sacred pages of Scripture, give us your revelation. Open our hearts to comprehend that which you are out to do. The Lord God of glory, your presence, your power will make all the difference today. We shall live here rejoicing and giving you praise that we have met with you. Take over this service and glorify yourself, our Father. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. I didn't hear your amen. It is 1 Chronicles chapter 4. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. If you have your water with you, just run forward and drop it now. If you have your water and you have not dropped it on the altar, run forward and drop it. And ensure you mark your water so you don't take someone else's own. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the name of the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hands might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, and it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. The thing that the Lord laid in my heart for our consideration for these six sessions of our meeting preparatory to entering into the year 2022 is breaking ties with limitations. Breaking ties with limitations. We shall look at this theme under several sub-themes. For this morning, we want to look at the Jabez experience. The Jabez experience. It's not going to be a long message, because I want to ensure that by 7:45, we are out of this place. I'm just going to draw our attention to a number of things the Lord laid in my heart to share with us. And thereafter, we'll pray briefly, and then we'll go. Let me say this. The ushers, please take that prayer request box and keep it in the middle of the gate there, and let it remain there till the new year morning. I want everyone to have 7 prayer points. 7. It should not be more than 7. Of what you want God to do for you in 2022. 7 prayer points. Write those 7 prayer points and drop it in the prayer box. Do we have ushers in the house? They are still celebrating Christmas. Write your 7 prayer points and drop them, or drop it in the box. Jabez story is a familiar one. It is not a new story to us. It is a story that we make reference to from time to time. But I want to draw our attention to some unique things about this man called Jabez, and what makes his story a unique one. The chronicler was chronicling outlining the genealogies of the children of Israel. This begat this, this begat this, this begat this, this begat this. He was continuing with his chronicling. And when he got to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9, the writer of that book of Chronicles deliberately digressed from his line of thought. He veered off his presentation. He entered into another subject. There was no longer a flow of thoughts in the course of his writing. Something prompted him to set aside what he was outlining. And in those two verses, he brought out the story of a man called Jabez. Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, this was the only place in the entire scripture where something was said about this Jabez. Not much was known about his family lineage. Not much was said about his father and mother. Not even his siblings. But something touched the chronicler. And so when he got to verse 9 of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, he said, and I want to read it. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. The word honorable as used there is not in the context of our current usage. The original Hebrew text refers to that word honorable there to mean someone who is more privileged. When we say somebody is honorable, it means that person deserves some level of honor. But in the writings of the original Hebrew text, the word honorable as used in the text has to do with being more privileged. So the chronicler was saying, of all the children of the father and mother of Jabez, Jabez was more privileged. What brought about him being privileged? What made him to be privileged? Why was he privileged? One reason why Jabez was more privileged was because Jabez decided to break ties with limitations. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, in life, limitations abound. I have preached here and I said, when there is no star on your forehead, the devil doesn't trouble you. It takes a man who carries a star to be haunted by the devil. When you are going through life and everything seems so simple and easy, you will not go very far. But when you are going through life and you come across difficulties, constraints, problems, it is an indication that you are going somewhere. When Jesus was born, so many children were born that same day and that same period. But the star didn't appear until the day he was born. That star that was up upon him prompted Herod to look for him to destroy. Jabez carried an unusual star on his forehead. The devil saw that star and decided to attack Jabez right from the mother's womb. That was why the mother called him Jabez. The indices, the gravity of the sorrow the mother went through prior to Jabez's birth was not made explicit to us. We don't have all the details. But scripture tells us that the mother said, "This is Jabez, because I bore him out of sorrow." Scholars tell us that after Jabez's birth, the mother died. Now, Jabez, as he grew up, he realized that there was a star on his forehead, and that this star indicates that he has a destiny to fulfill. He was conscious of the fact that the devil would be all out against him. While his brethren were struggling with remaining on the same position, Jabez took the decision. He said to himself, "I will break ties with limitations." I pray from this altar for somebody this morning. Every power of limitation that has been placed in front of you to limit you from getting your breakthrough in life, by your amen, you will break ties with those limitations in the name of Jesus Christ. When a country breaks ties with another country, there is a deliberate severance of relationship. When a state breaks ties with another state, there is a deliberate separation that we will not have anything to do with each other anymore. Only recently, Britain broke ties with EU. The bilateral trade relationship that hitherto existed between Britain and the other EU countries was severed. It took a long time, but deliberately and definitely they severed it. Right from that day, if you are an EU citizen prior to Brexit, you have access to go to Britain without asking for visa. You enter Britain as if you are an indigenous. You get job freely. You have access to welfare packages just like other citizens. But the moment that tie was broken, all those from Belgium, from Sweden, from Germany, all of them from Netherlands, bye-bye. They have no place in England anymore, because they've broken ties. Ladies and gentlemen, there is the need for us to break ties with limitations for us to possess our possession. Jabez broke ties with limitation, and he was able to enter into the realm of his original destiny. I pray for somebody this morning that in 2022, not 2022, before you will leave 2021, to enter into 2022, every tie of limitations will be broken away from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. If I'm praying for you, you will say a better amen. And so, the writer of Chronicles, even after talking about Jabez in verse 9 and verse 10, reversed back to what he was writing. But there was a message he was passing across. And that's the message I want to build on, and then we'll begin to pray and jump out of this place this morning. I call it the fivefold request. Fivefold request was what Jabez placed before his maker. Let's look at them. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And Jabez called on the name of the God of Israel. How did he call him? Or what did he call for? Number one, he said, "Oh, that you will bless me indeed." That will be your first prayer point if you want to break ties with limitation. Jabez cried to God for full blessing package, full package of blessing. Oh, that you will bless me indeed. He didn't just say bless me. He said bless me indeed. Oh boy, when you are blessed indeed, you become a blessing to your generation. When you are blessed indeed, you become a reference point. When you are blessed indeed, where people are struggling, you go through with ease. When you are blessed indeed, you don't struggle from hand to mouth. When you are blessed indeed, what is impossible for others is possible for you. I pray for somebody. May Jehovah bless you indeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two request of Jabez. In that same verse 10, he said, oh, that you will enlarge my coast. Jabez was not satisfied with the level of affluence, position, and privileges he was having. You know what it means to enlarge coast. Coast enlargement has to do with opening floodgates of blessing and favor. Coast enlargement was what God gave to the children of Israel when he was taking them into the promised land. He told them, just stand and look from the other side of Jericho, all of this land, from Syria to Lebanon, I will give unto you for possession. When God enlarges your coast, you don't count pittance. You dwell in affluence. When God enlarged the coast of Abraham, you know what God told him? Your children will be like the sand of the seashore. When God enlarged your coast, the floodgates of heaven becomes open unto you. Jabez said, oh, that you will enlarge my coast. Open door breakthroughs. Number three, Jabez said, and that thy hands will be upon me, or be with me. Brothers and sisters, if God blesses you, if God enlarges your coast, and yet his hand is not upon your life, that will be temporary blessing. It will not be a permanent blessing. It will not be a long-lasting blessing. Jabez said, oh, that your hand will be upon me. The songwriter said, Jesus, go with me. I cannot go alone. Jesus, go with me. I cannot go alone. Thy way is narrow, full of many dangers. Jesus, go with me. I cannot go alone. Oh, that your hand will be with me. Ladies and gentlemen, 2021 was turbulent, but 2022 will be turbulent all the more. The head of World Health Organization was speaking yesterday. I listened to him. One of the things he said, COVID-19 is not the end of, what do they call them, pandemic that will come. After COVID-19, there's still going to be other pandemic that will come. 2022 is not going to be that easy. It's not going to be an easy ride. It is not going to be jolly all through. There are going to be troubles. Strange events will happen in 2022. But all that we need is to ask that the hand of God will be with us. If his hand is with us, in spite of the turbulence, in spite of all the troubles, in spite of all the attacks, you will overcome in the name of Jesus Christ. You didn't hear my prayer, your amen will have been louder than that. And Jabez said, number four, that you will keep me from evil. Evil assault will continue to abound. The devil is not through with our world yet. More atrocities are going to come. It must be our deliberate prayer that God should keep us from evil. And the last thing Jabez prayed for was for him to reject sorrow. He said in the latter part of that verse 10, and that it will not grieve me. I will not live a life of sorrow. He lost the mother. He doesn't want to lose his children or lose his children. The mother is gone. The father is no more. But he believed his sorrows are terminated. I pray for you from this altar. Every arrangement of sorrow in 2022 that the devil has programmed, your name is deleted from it in the name of Jesus Christ. Your family name is deleted from it in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone who prepared the gallows of sorrow will carry his or her sorrow in the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, Jabez asked for 5/5 and God gave him 5/5. Scripture tells us the last part of that verse 10, and God granted him that which he requested. Jehovah will grant somebody what he or she will request this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I say God will grant you your request this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. It will turn the table around for your sake. You will have joy and fulfillment. There is no stopping you. You are getting there. Every limitation has been broken from your life. The victory of God is being established upon your life. And you will have testimony to share. MD, please help me. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. Everybody, right
now. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
You